Ellen G. White addresses. Ellen White spoke 11 times in the big tent, taking the Sabbath morning services on 3 of the 4 Sabbaths of the session. On a number of occasions she spoke at the 9:15 Bible study hour. On 2 mornings late in the session, she read not one but 2 manuscripts each day. All of her addresses except the last one on the closing day of the session were reported in the bulletin. The titles of her addresses allow us to picture her ministry through the little more than 3 weeks of the session. Sabbath Sermon May 15 Abiding in Christ Monday Morning May 17 A Call to Service Wednesday Morning May 19 The Work Before Us Sabbath Sermon May 22 A Risen Savior Wednesday Morning May 26 A Lesson in Health Reform Thursday Morning May 27 Let Us Publish Salvation Sabbath Sermon May 29 Get Ready Sunday Morning May 30 The Spirit of Independence God's Plan Monday Morning May 31 Faithfulness and Health Reform Tuesday Morning June 1 A Plea for Medical Missionary Evangelist The Loma Linda College of Evangelists Sunday Afternoon June 6 Farewell Address, Partakers of the Divine Nature. Her second Sabbath sermon, A Risen Savior, was unique in that she opened her Bible and read not just a verse or two as an introduction to her message but 3 long chapters from the book of Matthew and 50 verses of a fourth, interspersing her reading with an occasional comment. It is said that she read in a most solemn and impressive manner. At one point, not soon forgotten by her hearers, in her reading of how Pilate's wife sent word of her warning dream, as recorded in, she stepped aside, and a male quartet from England came to the pulpit and sang Dream of Pilate's Wife. She had earlier called Elder J.S. Washburn, the leader of the group, to sing this selection at the appropriate time in her sermon. In that visit she told him that it had been included in hymns and tunes at her request, see number 1394. This demonstrated Ellen White's skillful and effective use of music to enhance her presentations. In fact, she very often chose the hymns that were to be used in connection with her sermons. After reading from the scriptures about the closing ministry of Christ, she devoted 10 minutes to solemn admonition to follow the example of Jesus and be ready to sacrifice that the gospel might reach the world, especially the large cities of the world. Then she appealed. Let us come into right relation to God at this meeting. Let us humble ourselves before Him, and obey His commandments. If we do not feel that it is an honor to be partakers of the sufferings of Christ, if you feel no burden of soul for those who are ready to perish, if you are unwilling to sacrifice that you may save means for the work that is to be done, there will be no room for you in the kingdom of God. We need to be partakers with Christ of His sufferings and self-denial at every step. We need to have the Spirit of God resting upon us, leading us to constant self-sacrifice. Soon she was speaking of the needs of the cities. Behold our cities and their need of the gospel. The need for earnest labor among the multitudes in the cities has been kept before me for more than 20 years. Who is carrying a burden for our large cities? What is being done in the eastern cities where the Advent message was first proclaimed? The light has been given that the truth should go again to the eastern states where we first began our work, and where we had our first experiences. As noted, she read 4 of her addresses, a procedure on her part somewhat out of the ordinary. As she advanced in years, there were times when, as she was to present a particular subject, she wished to be certain that it would be rounded out effectively. This was so with her address Faithfulness and Health Reform, given to the session on Monday morning, May 31.